This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. As we usher out Black History Month and welcome Women's History Month, we're also hoping that a sign of spring shows up. Anything, something. If not in the weather, then at least in our things to do options. Tanya Pendleton, our things to do curator, is here. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. You know, I'm not the superhero storm, so unfortunately I cannot change the weather and usher in spring any sooner, but I can tell you about one of the most delightful signs of spring. The Philadelphia Flower Show is in town until March 10th. I think I can smell the flowers in the air from here. Their Flowers After Hours event on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. is a great way to see the show without the crowds. It benefits the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society that has been putting on the show since 1829.
Wow, that is a long time to sustain such a huge part of Philly's event history. And speaking of history, March is Women's History Month. Are there any special things we should be aware of?
Jennifer, I bet you have some IKEA furniture somewhere in your home.
I do.
I think everybody does. Well, the woman who is behind the global spread of Scandinavian design is named Karen Larsson. She was a wife and a mother, and she was married to Swedish painter Carl Larsson. When he asked her to stop painting, she made her home her canvas, and it was so pretty that he started featuring it in his paintings. They became very famous. She became the godmother of Scandinavian design. Arthur Marge Thorell wrote a book about Karen and her influence, and she's talking about it at the American Swedish Historical Museum on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Well, that was pretty smart of Karen Larsson to channel her creativity to influence his work when she was really denied her own.
Absolutely. I would agree with you there. Nina Simone was another woman who made history with her music and activism. A play based around her song Four Women is at People's Light in Malvern.
My skin is brown, and my manner is tough.
It imagines what would happen if Nina met three of the women in the song, with the fourth being herself, at the Birmingham 16th Street Baptist Church. That's the site of the 1963 bombing that killed four little girls, and it is said to have inspired Nina's activism. The production runs through March 31st.
Tanya, you know I like to keep up with what's going on in my home state. What's in store for our Delaware listeners this week?
Well, Jennifer, Canadian musician Jim Witter brings the Piano Men to the Playhouse on Rodney Square in Wilmington. He's the guy who pays homage to Elton John and Billy Joel by playing through the catalog of their 70s hits. That's on Saturday, March 2nd at 8 p.m.
Oh, my. I think I hear bagpipes. That can only mean one thing. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner.
You know what's funny, Jennifer? I wonder how many people know that the actual date of St. Patrick's Day is March 17th, because it seems like people celebrate it all month long.
Oh, I know. Well, so who's kicking it off this year?
Well, Burlington County, New Jersey starts their St. Patrick's Day parade the first Saturday in March every single year, so they are one of the first to celebrate. The parade is in Mount Holly, and it gets started at 11 a.m. It includes a 5K run and a family fun run, but you must register for those in advance, and there is a fee. It's in downtown Mount Holly. Just follow those bagpipes.
Thanks, Tanya, and I love a reminder. Where can we go for more information?
Well, you can go to whyy.org/things-to-do, where I'll tell you where three of the nation's top Black dance troupes are going to be in our area and where to find the Harlem Globetrotters, who are also here. And there's some great classical music performances this weekend as well.
Good to know. Have a great weekend, Tanya. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer, and you too.